Hello.
Hi, am I speaking with Rob?
Yeah, it is Rob.
Hi, Rob. My name is Nadine. I'm with the Quality Control Department here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Awesome. The reason for my call, you had spoken a few months back with one of my representatives, in fact, it was in February, regarding first page placement on Google. However, I didn't see that they noted what had held you back at that time. I did see something about you waiting for your Google to be reinstated, so I don't know if that might have been the reason or if
yeah,
it was maybe
a lot,
our
that
pricing.
That is a lot of reason why I'm not just moving forward on it, because my Google isn't still reinstated. So if I'm going to work with anybody, it's going to be somebody that can get my Google reinstated.
Okay, was it like suspended?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Did they give you a reason why? Was it due to a verification or interesting?
No, I mean, it was. It was because this is what I think. But Google really isn't telling me when I'm communicating with them. They tell me, look, pretty much nothing. They just tell me go to the help page, look at the help page. And I'm thinking, how am I going to be looking on a help page if I have no idea why you suspended me, really? I don't know what to really even look for. But what I think is I had a guy that was optimizing my maps. He put my cell phone number on the maps listing. I started getting calls from customers without even knowing. And then kind of find out my cell phone number was on it. Well, I've seen this, so I went into my site, my GMB, and I changed it back to my office number.
Okay.
But my office number was set up where you had to push 1 to talk to somebody. So when they did their verification, they couldn't even do the verification. So I had to change that. But by that time, they done suspended me. But I went and changed that. And when I changed that, now they won't reinstate me.
Okay. I know what's going on then. So I do see your Google Business profile. There's one that I found. I'm looking at it right now. It has 2 5-star reviews on there. The phone number that's showing is 502-631-9731.
Yeah, that's the phone number.
Now, it shows your website attached. It shows an address, 9813 Carlton Drive, Fairdale, Kentucky, 40118. Okay,
yeah.
That's what I'm currently looking at right now. Now, This is the phone number you changed it to, correct? To your office number?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll tell you what happens, Rob. So originally when the person that was managing your Google Business profile, they put your cell phone number. So you're getting calls to your personal cell phone, which it should have been the number that is actually associated with the business, right? So when you went in and updated that phone number, sometimes it'll ping Google to re-verify you, right? Because a change was made to the phone number. So when that happens, Google wants to re-verify you, right? And sometimes they're going to require even a video verification, right? Because they're doing everything digital now. So when they were having issues with the verification, re-verifying you, and you reverted it back to the other number, then it kind of throws a red flag at them. Like the phone number's being, it's like the phone number's being changed from one back to another. So that's why it goes into a suspension. It's not that you did anything wrong. It's kind of them being also cautious that your phone number's being changed again, right? So typically with that, where we've assisted, you know, even our clients is getting you, you know, through the verification process again, and I know sometimes that could be a pain, but what Google's doing now is the re-verification. They're basically, like, separating the cream from the fat. They're getting rid of the guys that aren't legitimate companies that take away business from
companies.
Yeah, but
I've already verified with them, like, 4 different times, though. I've verified with them 4 different times where they've actually called me, and we verified everything, and I've also sent them all the documents that they said that they needed, proven.
Perfect,
that we were 100% a legit business. But they still
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, I'm looking at your Google Business profile right now. So obviously, if you've already sent in all that stuff to them, then you should be fine. I don't see where there's an issue right now with it. If it was suspended, I wouldn't even be able to see your profile. I will tell you that right now.
I think it's a light suspension. Because then right now, when I go in my GMB listing, it says suspended.
Uh-huh.
It says
okay.
I'm suspended, no matter what.
And it doesn't give you a reason at all?
It doesn't give me a reason, no.
That's interesting.
And I think it's just a light suspension because I'm showing up in, I show up if you're looking up in Fairdale. Fairdale's a little community. That's all it is. It's not even an actual city. The city I live in is Louisville, Kentucky.
Right.
But they're just letting me show up for just Fairdale only, and that's it. And it won't even let me even expand it out or nothing, and it still says suspended on my GMB. My GMB says suspended.
Interesting. Because I've always found that, like, if someone is suspended, we can't even see their profile at all. Like, it would not even be there. So, and typically...
If it's a full suspension, you're not going to see it. But if it's a light suspension, which does exist, then you will be able to still see it. But it's not going to be able to be the way it's supposed to be, where you can put it in all the different areas that surround you and all of that.
Because so that when I... Right, when I typed in...
The only way you can see me is if you type in the name of my company. But if you type in Appliance Repair Louisville, Kentucky, which is what I did over the last 20-something years, then it pulled up toward the top of the list because it was A-plus Appliance Repair. Or if you type in Refrigerator Repair Louisville, Kentucky, it would still pop up towards the top of the list. It does not show up on those back listings at all. At all.
Yeah, when I did the appliance repair in Louisville, Kentucky, you're right, you're not even coming up. But if I did it just appliance repair in your zip code showing 40118, I see you come up as number one.
Yeah, but I mean, that's not beneficial, though.
No, it's not.
This is a community. This is just a neighborhood.
Right.
All this is, man. I mean, if they're limiting me to where all I can do is advertise in a community, and not my city. My city I live in is Louisville. Then something's not right.
Yeah. Usually, like, once we get involved. Well, you know, here's the funny thing. I actually found you on the second page. Louisville, Kentucky. I see you on the second page for appliance repair.
Okay, give me 1 second. I gotta pull this up also. I gotta see it because I went through the numbers like it was no joke looking at these things, and I didn't see anything like that.
I mean, I'm not gonna make it up. I put in appliance repair in Louisville, Kentucky, and I see you on the second page.
Okay, so you're saying you see me on the second page of Mac?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm looking at it. I didn't type in your company name. I just put in appliance repair. I put Louisville, Kentucky, and I'll tell you why, Rob, because if I don't put that, it's going to give me whatever search results for appliance repair where my computer.
You ain't playing.
I was blowing smoke. I'm telling you, I'm looking at what I'm seeing, you know, because I wanted to perform the search myself. And you see, even as of now, if you go in right now, you go into your Google Business profile to make edits, it's telling you that you're suspended. Am I correct?
Yes. Let me look again. Let me just look again.
I would say look again right now while we're on the phone, Rob, just to make sure.
Yes, still says suspended.
Okay. Let me ask my... Yeah, I mean, I'm not aware of a light suspension. I'm not saying that that doesn't exist. I'm asking my manager right now. I'm definitely aware that because I've talked with businesses in the past where their profile was suspended. I couldn't find it. They couldn't find it. And it was because they were in a suspension and they didn't understand the reason why. I'm asking him. He says there's no such thing as a light suspension. What if when they log into their Google business profile, there it states suspended. However,
I can send you a screenshot of it or whatever you need.
No reason why I see his Google. I also see his Google business profile. I said, what if when they log into their Google business profile, it states suspended. However, it gives no reason why. I also see his Google business profile. I'm going to see what he says. And I'm sorry if I'm keeping you from anything. I was honestly trying to follow up, Rob, because I know that my rep had talked with you, right? But there was just some issues going on, something about the reinstatement. And I thought, okay, well, no one's followed up with him. I wonder what happened. And that's why I wanted to call you. But I'm glad that we're on the phone discussing this because it helps me also. You know, it's a good thing you know now. You're on the second page. Right? And you couldn't find yourself. So, see, I mean, that's kind of a plus, right? A little bit.
I mean, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it still says on my GMB that I'm suspended. So, it's just.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to see if maybe he by chance has ever heard of anything like that. So, I definitely asked him, is there such a thing as a light suspension on a Google business profile? He said, no. Suspensions are just suspensions. There is no scale. I asked him, what if they log into their Google business profile, it states suspended. However, it gives no reason why. I also see his Google business profile is what I told him. He said, that is a suspension. The reasons are given when we reach out or when they reach out. When Google business profiles are suspended, we do not know why until we contact Google. They can still perform and do edits, but it's still suspended. So, and that's what's preventing you from expanding into other areas, right? Like you could still perform and be found on Google is what he's saying. You can still make edits to your profile, but Google has it suspended, meaning there are certain things that you're not capable of doing while you're in suspension, right? And that's okay, expanding into other areas. What he's saying is that, and this is probably why they told you to reach out to help, right? Because they're not going to specifically right now give you the reason why, unless you reach out to Google or a company like ourselves. If we were working with you, then we would reach out to Google to find out what's the reason for the suspension so that we can take care of it. So that's what's going to have to happen. That's why they're telling you have to reach out to the help center. So that way they can assist you with telling you why you're in a suspension.
Okay, but
okay.
I don't know what the why is that I'm looking for, because I mean they're not even giving me even anything towards. I'm saying what I think it is, but I don't know what it is because they're not really giving me an answer at all on that. Besides, look at the help section. And I mean, I'm sorry, but look at the help section. It's guiding me nowhere. It's just telling me to be looking at a random help section with a million different things that are being said for all these different things. I mean, how do I know what they suspended me for then, though?
Well, and that's what he's saying. So let me take a look. How to find out why your Google business profile is suspended. No, I don't want blood pressure. Jesus. Let me see. So what you need to do, like when it's saying, Okay. Why did my Google business profile, your account may be restricted when you violate our policy. As a result of it saying suspension, you won't be able to create or claim other profiles. Learn more about it. Okay. Why has Google been disabled? Why was my Google business? How to find out? Why was my Google? Okay. I'm looking to see where you would find it at. Okay. What it's saying is that when you go into your Google business profile, right, when you go into it, it's saying what you do is you click the user's name to open your account page, right? Somewhere in the top left corner, there will be a message that indicates the user's Gmail account is suspended, right? To find out how the user can avoid exceeding, that's not giving me what I need.
Yeah, my Gmail account isn't suspended. I still get emails and everything on it, no problem.
Okay.
I promise, this thing is confusing, to be honest with you.
I know what it is. Okay, at the top, so this is what they say. You sign into your Google Admin Console, right? You sign into it. At the top right hand of the admin part, it says click to get help. In the help assistance window, describe your issue and click send. So that's why they're telling you to go to the help. Because when you go to the help, this help assistant window is going to pop up. You're going to type in there, okay, describe your issue. Why is my account suspended? And then hit send. Then the help article is going to send you the reasons that the reason to your issue, right? It's going to give you the reason why. And then if you still need help, right, if you still need help, then you're going to click on it again. And you're going to just explain, I'm having issues. I need to talk to somebody or whatever the case may be. Or you say, this didn't work. So that's why they're telling you to go to the help center. So that you can get that window pop up and explain to them. Okay?
Okay, so I'm in my listing. Okay, I'm in my GMB. Okay, so what do I do again?
You're going to go to the help center.
Okay, where is this at on here, I wonder? I'm not seeing nothing for no help part. I'm not seeing a help.
It should be in your admin, in the admin part.
Let's see, edit info or learn more.
You see nowhere on there where it says help center.
No.
Let me go back.
There's no option like that.
Hold on.
Yes, I'm in a help section.
Okay, so that's where you're going to be typing in your answer. It's on the user's account page. This is, it's the upper right-hand corner, and then it should be there. And you got that popped up, right?
No, it's not like that, no.
Okay, then from this point, to be quite honest with you, I don't know. Because I'm searching it up on Google, how to get in there. I can't see your profile. Like, I can't go into your login and see it, and that's why it's kind of hard for me to tell you how to find it.
Yeah, when I go to the right, and I'm looking at the right, it says add label, download offline map, add a photo, status parking location, your visits and maps activity, and then it says cancel.
Nope, there should be a portion on there, need help or ask for help. There's got to be a spot on there.
Okay, now I'm looking at this from my iPhone. Does that make a difference?
Probably. You're going to need to go to your desktop and do it from that. That's what I would suggest. Don't do it from your iPhone because it might limit you on what you can see.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm opening it up now.
I'm going to be going into a meeting. So what I'm just going to notate on the notes here with us is that you're not looking to sign up with anybody as far as with your Google Business Marketing until you're able to get your account out of the suspension, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Definitely. Well, thank you so much, Rob, for your time. I mean, I'm sorry I couldn't help you. I know typically we help our clients, but, I mean, on my end, there's nothing I can do. I mean, if you're wanting to do it all on your own, then that's the suggestion I can give you. Go to the help center on your Google Business profile login. Okay.
Yeah, so because you all wouldn't be able to help get me unsuspended pretty much.
Not unless you, I'm going to be honest with you, unless you were one of our clients, absolutely, we can handle it. You know what I mean? If you were like, okay, Nadine, I'll let you guys go ahead and take over this. I'll let you guys get me out of suspension. I'll let you guys go ahead and manage my Google Business profile. Absolutely, but there's going to be a fee for that, and I'd rather be transparent.
Okay, and then how long would it take y'all to get it done, though? How long would it take y'all to get it done?
I can tell you the timeline that I always, always give, right? For the Google Business Profile, getting it out of suspension, optimizing you to the first page, that typically takes 30 to 45 days. That's the timeline that we give, which is like our promise. I can say sometimes I've seen it happen sooner, but I'm going to stick to the 30 to 45 days because I'd rather under promise and over deliver. Okay. As far as like with the package that I wanted to offer you, our platinum one, because you also have Facebook too. That one includes Facebook marketing as well. So Facebook ads, those are up and running within, 7 to 14 days. The reason why, I would recommend this package for you is because Facebook ads are going to help you get found outside of your local area. I don't know if you've ever seen a Facebook ad, but what they do is they retarget. So if someone does that search on Google for your services, and let's just say they didn't call you, when they go to Facebook and they're just looking through their pictures or stories, they would actually see your ad appear. So in fact, it helps you reach more new potential clients because that ad is constantly retargeting them. However, you can target an audience.
And when I'm looking at this thing, it's telling me all over. It's saying review restriction, even when I'm looking at it from my desktop. Review restriction.
Review restriction. And there's
already
going to
be the option to submit a new appeal, pretty much.
Well, then I would submit it.
I've already submitted appeals on I've submitted multiple appeals, but sometimes I don't even get any responses from these people. I mean, and then when they do respond, it's open-ended answers. I mean, it's...
Yeah. It's hard, Rob, I'm going to admit, when you're doing it on your own. I'm going to be very honest with you. When you're doing it yourself, it is hard. When you're working with a company that's a Google Channel partner, especially a Google Channel partner, because we have a direct contact if we're having issues that we can reach out to, right? So it's a lot easier for us, but I will tell you this, we're also going to require, just because, and I'm not saying, I mean, I know you've done it numerous times, but we're also going to require you, like, send us the documents that Google's requiring, just so that way we have this stuff already. So if they happen to ask, well, we need these documents again, we already have it.
Okay. So
and I know that sometimes that's a pain.
Okay, I'm interested in maybe trying to give y'all a shot on this to see how it goes. But, I mean, pretty much, I mean, if I'm not reinstated within the 45 days, then there's no point.
Exactly.
I want to give you the heads up, man. I mean, if I'm doing this, I'm doing it to get reinstated also back on this Google deal the correct way to where I can go in.
Yeah.
Nothing says suspended. Nothing says restriction. It's just like normal like it was before. If you all can do that for me, then contact me here back once you're done with your meeting, and we'll see what we can do to move forward.
Okay, yeah, give me about, I would say, I shouldn't be that long in the meeting, maybe about 30 minutes, and then I will give you a call back.
I'm working with another company, on Wednesday. They're supposed to be a highly rated company as far as what they do with it. But I don't have to pay them actually on it till they've got me reinstated. You know, they're big about, you know what I mean? Look, we're going to get you reinstated just once we get you reinstated. Then pay us once we've got it done.
So, okay, let me ask you, Rob. So you have a company right now. Let's just be clear. You have a company right now that is working on getting you reinstated. Am I correct?
Yeah, they've been working on it, but I'm just...
How long have they been working on it?
About three weeks a month.
3 weeks maybe. A month. Okay. And you gave them access to your Google Business profile. Did you add them?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, my hands are going to be tied unless you remove them and you add us to handle it, then we can do it. If you've already added them onto your Google Business profile and it's been 3 to 4 weeks, have they given you any response as to why it's being suspended? Have they communicated with you at all?
They communicate with me if I call them.
Okay.
They don't randomly communicate with me. They don't call me. They don't keep me posted. I have to call them. And again.
And what have they said?
I mean, they tell me that they needed some more of my billing because I've got a cell phone account that's in the company name and I have to get it sent to me through the mail. And then once I get that, I was going to give that to them. And then they think that that would get me reinstated, but it's just. I mean, I've already sent all these things to them.
They want your phone bill?
Yeah, there's just something with the company letterhead on it shows I get mail at this address. This is another thing, just stating, I guess, that I'm a real company. But I've done sent the, I don't think,
you know,
my tax paperwork.
You know what
I'm
we require?
BBD.
Yeah, I'll tell you what we require. So we, all of our clients, right, even if they're verified on Google, we still ask them for the documents just because if Google were to ever say, oh, we don't have this or whatever, we already have it. We're always one step ahead of the game. What we require, okay, is what Google requires. Pictures of your work tools and or work equipment, your work truck or work van with the license plate showing. If you have license and insurance for the business, send us a photo of that. Send us a photo of your business registration. Send us a picture of a business card you hand out. Send us a picture of an invoice, not with your client's information on it, a blank one. These are things that we require. Send us a picture of your workspace.
Well, see,
that's a list we give.
But we are signed up with Thrive, and everything that we do is digital through them. We use the Thrive system to do all of our receipt.
You were signed up with Thrive?
Everything.
Oh,
yeah. We're signed up with Thrive
to
do all that, to do our receipt tickets. So we got a system with them that's in place that keeps track of the customers. But we don't do paper receipts no more.
Okay. You were signed up with Thrive.
Yes.
Are you sure they're not the ones handling your Google Business profile?
No, I've talked to them already, man. They've get me in contact with somebody that tries to give me a walkthrough on what I've got to do to try to get.
Because Thrive handles all that. Did you know that? And they put you on a contract. I know because we worked with a lot of their clients.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know that. I mean, but I'm just letting you know that I'm a client. I mean, I've talked to them. They just try to give me a direction on it for me to go and submit everything.
Yeah.
For me to
do it. Sounds
like
you got a big mess going on. I'm sorry, Rob. I wish I could help you further, but the only way that I'm going to be able to help you, and like I said, I'd rather be transparent. Either here's your options. Either you wait it out and see if this company that you're not paying yet handles it. I don't know why they're requiring your phone bill. You know, I don't know. But either you kind of wait it out and let them deal with it. But if you're going to come with us, you're going to have to remove them from management on your Google Business profile.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
And that means we would handle it.
If you tell me how to do it, I would do it. But the main thing is that, I mean, honestly, being a front man, like I'm good at the companies that I own. Of course, I own them. But at the same time, I think some of these companies on the internet are highly overrated. I think some people got very easy suspensions. That are like there are nothing to get the things unsuspended.
Yeah.
Mine, for some reason, they're acting silly about. You know what I mean? There's no reason for it to be this way. And I just honestly think, I don't think these people are, I think they're having trouble getting me unsuspended for some reason. I don't think they're as good as what they say they are.
Yeah. I'm sorry that's happening. Well, when I get out of my meeting, I'll definitely follow up with you, and then we can go ahead and revisit this, and then you can decide what you would want to do, okay?
Okay.
All right, Rob. I'll talk to you shortly, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye.
Bye, Rob.